Joanne Boslin, and I'm a personal and business coach, and I'm excited today to have a couple of my friends that were with me at the convention in New Orleans join me today so that we can share with you the best of Mardi Gras 2010. And I'm going to just start with a little bit of overview. I'm going to introduce my guests and give them some time as we have the call unfolding later on. Who is with me today is Bernice Ross from The Real Estate Coach, and Deanne Ottaway from Santa Fe Realty Partners, Deanne?
It is, in Santa Fe.
Okay. You used to be with someone else, and I pulled up from your Facebook page your company name these days, and I went, oh, it has changed. And then Amber Murray, I believe, is going to be joining us and isn't here yet. We are going to leave the line open, so if anybody has questions as we go along, you can jump in and ask. But if you'd like to mute it, all you have to do is press 4-star, and I'd appreciate it if you have any background conversations or there's noise to go ahead and do that. Then to unmute it is also 4-star. So we'll get started here. The convention this year had about 19,000 people visiting. They had, I think, 23,000, I was told, in San Diego the previous year. But with 19,000 people, we really did have a lot of networking, a lot of people there, and a lot of fun. The board of directors, I'm going to kind of start with what happened in the legislative and meetings part of it, then move into the products and the education part of it for us. So in the legislative, there were no real hot issues. However, one of them turned into a hot issue, apparently, as they had a vote on it. And that was that the Code of Ethics has been amended now to prohibit the discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation. And I understand it was overwhelmingly a yay vote, but somebody called for it to be a roll call and ended up being 93% voted in favor of the amendment. So that is now going to be part of Article 10. There were also 4 other standard of practice changes, one of which I think there's been questions about. Standard of practice 12.5 is about advertising, and they are going to allow members who are advertising their services or listings in electronic communication, so Twitter, for example, to disclose the name of their broker and other required information through links rather than the electronic communication themselves, since the formats don't allow enough space. So as I've been teaching social media classes, the question has come up quite a bit about how much information you need to include there to be compliant with your laws. And I know we have people from all over the country here, and each of our states has different laws. But that means with the electronic communication right now, you just have to have a link to your website or a link that has the information that's going to be compliant with your advertising policies in your state, and that will cover it. They also made a few other changes in Standard of Practice 3.7. You have to disclose if you're related to your client to any other NAR member that you're seeking information about a property, even if you're not representing that client, but maybe you're acting in another capacity such as appraisal. Article 15, Standard of Practice 15.2 and 15.3 also says that where a real estate professional isn't the competitor of another NAR member, the duty is to refrain from knowingly or recklessly making false or misleading statements. So, for instance, if an HR member is engaging in appraisal, and it might not be a competitor of a member engaging in property management, they'd still be barred from knowingly or recklessly making false or misleading statements about each other, which seems to me like a good practice no matter what. Would you agree with me on that? And then the last one was on Article 3, there needs to be a more visible explanation of what cooperation means in the Code of Ethics with as many new models that we have in representing people and pricing. I believe they found it necessary. So it says the obligation to share information on a listed property and make the property available to other brokers for showing to prospective purchasers or tenants is necessary when it's in the best interest of the sellers or landlords. So that was the legal stuff. And like I said, not too many hot topics or big changes. Over on the WCR side, Joe Kenney was elected as the financial secretary for 2011. Joe was running from the floor, and we're excited because Joe's a great real estate agent. If you don't know her, from Atlanta, Georgia, and I think she's going to make the WCR team strong and wonderful. Anybody else? I know we've had three or four more people join us, and is anybody of the people who joined us people who were at the meeting? Okay, well, not hearing a yes to that, I'm going to move along. And what I'm going to do is just share a couple products and what I saw, and then I'm going to give the floor to Bernice and Deanne and ask for their overview of what they felt was particularly memorable. One product, and I want you to know that you will be getting a follow-up email from this call, and the call is also recorded. So if there are websites or company names or contact information you want for anything that we mention in this follow-up email, all of that will be there. So you don't have to ask me to spell things or anything like that. We will have it in the follow-up email. The first thing I saw that I thought was a great idea is something called SOS Link. SOS Link has you download to your phone an application that is a personal security app, and it, when you press the start button, the link automatically alerts your friends, family, or coworkers that you need help. So I know that our safety is an important issue. This is actually a free app, and you can sign up for the bells and whistles that they have. You can take a look at their site, soslink.com, and they've got a short video that describes everything with a comparison chart on the information. But basically what happens is if you have your smartphone with your apps up, say you're in an open house, you bring that up, you have anything that you need to let people know you're in trouble, it starts taking pictures. So it immediately, and it does one per second for up to 60 seconds. So it does an alert to people that you have indicated when you signed up for it that you want alerted. It will also start a siren playing. So immediately, hopefully, that will scare the person off. But you'll have pictures and have people alerted immediately. I thought that was pretty cool. So, again, that's a free app that probably most of us want to go ahead and get. At the Kodak booth, they have two cameras that they had on sale, and they're going to be discounting these until the end of November. So if you're in the market for a camera, The EasyShare M580 is just a great little camera. It's on sale for $159.96. The great thing about it is it has a button on it that will automatically share to social media. So it'll connect right away. It also has a great wide-angle lens on it. So you've got the opportunity to have something that's going to work in houses and about that price. Great. I hear somebody coughing in the background, and I know there are a lot of people that joined us. If you hit 4-star, you can mute the phone because we have you guys all live. So you can ask questions, and you're more than invited to just jump in if you have any questions. The other camera, how many of you have been using flip cameras? Anybody? Well, I love the flip cameras. The flip cameras are so easy to use and well priced, and I've been recommending them for a couple of years now because you can do videos on everything you've got. The camera, that's a pocket video camera, is called their ZI-8 camera. They have that on sale right now. It's usually $180, and it's on sale for $129.25. That camera has really good stabilization features, and it also has a mic jack, so you get better audio by plugging a little mic to it. Everybody that I've talked to that's had a flip and then tried the ZI-8 have really liked them. So I'll put the link into my follow-up email that will give you a discount through the end of the year. I spent a little bit of time at the Realtor.com booth. In general, as I'm teaching, I have felt most of what they're doing has been overpriced for what you can do competitively speaking. But I wanted to really get an overview of what was going on, and I learned a couple things that are free that I want to pass along to you this morning or this afternoon. One is they've changed the Find a Realtor tab on Realtor.com, and they're now including all realtors in that tab, whether you're paying for their services or not. So you want to go to Realtor.com and fill out your profile. What will happen is if a consumer is searching in certain zip codes or certain areas, all of the agents come up. If you have designations like ePro or PMN, GRI, CRS, if a consumer is searching just by those designations, that will come up. And if you don't have a picture in your profile and you haven't put in any information, all they have is your name. And the representative at Realtor.com said right now on the site we've got about 70% secret agents that way, where you're not going to impress anybody because they don't have the full information about you. So for everybody that wasn't aware of that, go fill out your profile and fill it out as completely as possible because it gives you some good exposure there. You can also, on that, put a link to your Twitter account, to your Facebook account, to your LinkedIn account. So it's a pretty good profile as far as that goes. Anybody using HouseLogic or know about it? HouseLogic is a site that the National Association of Realtors has set up geared towards the consumers, but they have a huge amount of content on it that is free to us as NAR members. So if you wanted to write an article and needed some content about lead-based paint or anything at all that current information to put into if whoever's coughing could mute yourself with 4-star, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Joanne?
Yeah.
It's Steve Redman. By the way, you're giving out the wrong code. It's star four, not four star.
Oh, thank you, Steve.
That might help.
That might help. They're probably going, this isn't working.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. Thank you, Steve. Four star will mute you. So houselogic.com/members allows you to get in and do look through the content. If you want something for Facebook, Twitter, your e-newsletters, your website, all of that is available to us as members of NAR. And then along those lines, the 2010 profile of home buyers and sellers was just released. And for the third time, they're including that in Right Tools Right Now. So if you're not familiar with Right Tools Right Now, you go to realtor.org, you click on the Right Tools Right Now icon, or do a search for the 2010 profile of home buyers and sellers. Right Tools Right Now is going away at the end of the year. And because of that, they're going to you only have about six more weeks to go up there. There's over 200 free and at-cost tools at Right Tools Right Now, and I was really excited that they're giving us the 2010 profile of home buyers and sellers before the end of the year. That will give you a huge amount of information on the trends of where things are going. The profile of home buyers and sellers is a survey of thousands of people who have bought or sold over the last 12 months. And I know last year said that 90% of people were starting online, and I believe that that's popped up to 94% this year. And of people under 33 years old, that's 96%. So things like that will allow you to strategize for your business planning and for the ways that you are going to be marketing to leads that you might get on the Internet. And then the last thing I want to share with you is about the recordings. There were 125 sessions this year, and they did a wonderful thing. Bank of America sponsored everybody who paid full cost for the convention to get all of the convention sessions for free or included in the cost that they paid for the convention. So if you were there, you had it. If you weren't, you can buy the whole set of sessions for $380. But what I have found over the years is there's usually only maybe 5 or 10 of the sessions that relate directly to what I'm interested in. So buying them singly is an option at $14.99 per session. Three of them that I highlighted were Bernice Ross's. She had a session called Love Hate Guide to Agent Profitability. Shannon King had a session that Bernice went to, and maybe she'll share a little bit more the things she thought were particularly good ideas out of Shannon's session. And it was called The Real Estate Road Warrior. And then Nick Nicolay and her husband Reggie did a version of real estate marketing. But if you go to the site, you can see the whole list of all of the recordings. And if the site is playbacknar.com, gives you the opportunity to jump in there and do that. So those are the tips that I had, and I'm going to turn the phone now over to Bernice and let her share with you the information that she felt was particularly relevant. And I'd like to introduce Bernice to you if you don't know her. Bernice Ross is an international speaker as well as an Inman columnist. And what I love about the material Bernice has is she's always not just giving you the content, in other words, telling you where to go or what to use, but she's telling you why it's relevant and how you can be more productive. If you aren't familiar with Real Estate Coach Radio, Bernice is producing this right now, and it is completely free. You get a 5-minute morning dose of a guest mentor for the week, a tip from Bernice, and usually a tip from Byron, who Van Arsdale, who has wonderful marketing tips and information as well. And Bernice also has 4 books, including one called Real Estate Dough and a wonderful game called Real Estate Dough. So that said, Bernice.
Thank you, Joanne. You always do the best intros. And every time I listen to you, I learned a whole bunch of things from just, listening to what you had to describe today. And I'd like to thank
that's one of the reasons why I wanted you here, because I know we were all seeing and hearing different stuff. So thank you.
Absolutely. And by the way, I think, Joanne, I don't know where you are in the queue, but within the next week or two, I think that you're going to be our guest mentor, and you've done that before, and we had an excellent response. So very honored to have the opportunity to be here, and I want to welcome all of you. I appreciate you taking the time from your busy schedules to listen. So let me give you some of the hot things that I have found from the conference. One of the things that was really prevalent in a lot of places was something called QR tags, and there's a lot of people promoting these, and the idea is you can put them on your signs, and then the seller or the buyer goes up and takes a clip, they use their iPhone and they click on it, and then they get sent to a video or something else. People are also putting it on the back of their business cards as a way to share information, again, to a video. For example, if you're using it at an open house, people could see a video of the open house if you wanted to put that link in. For me, I don't think this makes a lot of sense right now. It makes a lot of sense for people that are doing coupons. But what I did hear from one agent who had been working with them for a fair amount of time, he says they're a great listing tool, but nobody ever clicks on them as a buyer. So,
well, and I think the learning curve for something like that is going to take a little time before people, they have to download the application so that the QR codes come up as a website. And that's a little bit advanced for some of the.
Absolutely, and my point of raising this is just so you know what they are. So if you see a square box that has the black and white squigglies in it, that looks like a kind of a bar, it's different from a barcode. It's more like a pattern. That's the QR code. Just so you know what it is, and that was just want to make you aware of it. I'm kind of thinking this is not the greatest suggestion, but let me give you a couple things that I really really love. This is the first conference that I actually I took an iPad to, and I used something called Evernote. And if you don't know about Evernote, this is a way for you to get rid of having to take notes by hand anywhere. And it works on your regular computer. It can work on an iPad. I believe they also have applications for the smartphone. But the thing that's cool about Evernote, I took all these notes on the iPad, and then when I got back, I downloaded it to my computer. And then because it uses the cloud, what happened is all the notes I took at the conference are now on my computer. I didn't have to transfer and type them in by hand. Now, what they're doing in terms of agents that are working on appointments, if you go to a listing appointment and you take notes on your computer or on your iPad or, if you use one of the Evernote applications, then you can send that to those notes either from your buyer or your seller to your clients right after you finish the appointment. I thought that was really a powerful way. Now, the other thing I really love, I don't know if any of you have ever tried to send a long document. I assume that you have via email and it's bounced back, or you've tried to send a video or some photos, and, again, it bounces back because the file size is too big. There's a tool called Dropbox.com, and this thing's the neatest thing since sliced bread. So all you have to do is, for example, if Joanne and I wanted to share files, if she was buying a house for me, then what I could do, all I would have to do is drag her video or anything else that I've made for her, any of the documents. I can set up a separate folder that says Joanne, and then I can drag and drop everything that I have for Joanne into that box. And then when she logs on to Dropbox, she can see it. So it's a way to share huge pieces of files, and it doesn't cost anything. When you get over 2 gigs, they charge you, but that's a lot. But it's a way to share files very easily on the web, and it saves you tremendous amounts of time because you don't have to be doing that downloading. Evernote is also just a huge, huge time saver as well, again, because you can do your notes very quickly. And then those of you who are forgetting, you know, you don't remember what you're supposed to take to the market or whatever, you can use Evernote for that. So if you need to go to the cleaners and you need to get certain things at the market, you can send yourself an Evernote post and it can go to your smartphone. This stuff is just very cool. And what I'd like to talk about are some of the other...
Bernice, can I chime in with...
Please do.
One more thing I love about Dropbox is that it backs up whatever files you have in the Dropbox. So because it will hold up to 2 gigs, I've got all my speaker files and my coaching client files and anything that I might want to grab if my computer went down. You know, I do back up, but I don't get the backup immediately. So it gives you the opportunity to have in the cloud your most important files.
And for those of you who are not backing up, I cannot emphasize that strongly enough. You need to have a hard copy backup, and then you need to have a backup in the cloud, and that means something like Mozy or Carbonite, but something that backs up off-site. So, for example, if you're away and your house burns down, a hard backup on your computer is going to go in the fire.
Yep.
So you want to be backed up in the cloud. Now, I have some kind of fun things that I thought that people would really kind of just enjoy hearing about. One of them is called SlyDial, and this was from Shannon King's session, and she had so many good things. I just was in heaven because I love really fun apps. And so what SlyDial does, it works with iPhone, and what it does is it lets you send a voicemail directly to someone's cell phone. So if you've got a client that you don't want to talk to and you're real busy, you can use SlyDial. Now, you shouldn't use it all the time because they'll catch on to it that you're always, you know, that somehow your calls go to their voicemail magically. But it's really good to use when you're busy or there's someone that you really don't want to talk to. Now, there's another program called DriveSafe.ly. Again, that's DriveSafe.ly. And this is an $8 a month program, but what it does is when you get in your car, and if you have Bluetooth on your phone, it will read text message and let you respond orally. You know, so in other words, it can do it hands-free. So you can dictate text messages and hear them without having to be looking down at your phone. So this is kind of a cool, again, that's drivesafe.ly. Now, another one that I thought was really kind of interesting is one that was called Zosh. That's ZOSH.com. And this is $2.99, I think, for the app. But what it does is it lets your clients or lets you sign faxes with your finger. And I don't know how many times you've been looking, you know, you had to go find a fax machine somewhere. Well, here you can get this on your phone and just sign it with your finger, and it's ready to go. Let me see. There were a couple of other things. See, we talked about Dropbox, Evernote were two of the ones that I really liked. One of the trends that we're seeing is a continuing trend towards consolidation. And one of the companies I really want to encourage you to take a look at and stay on top of is Point 2 Agent. That's point2agent.com. But they were just acquired by a very large company called Yardi, and they're going to be doing some very interesting things in terms of their applications. They already have syndication and a whole variety of other applications that are very helpful. But one of the things to start looking at is you're going to see more and more tools going into a single application where you can get it from your multiple listing service or for your company. So that continues to build. Also, in terms of the sessions, I would definitely suggest Shannon's session in terms if you're going to download one. I just found her stuff was very, very helpful. And I also liked Max Pigman's session. He's from Realtor.com. But he had some really good, solid things. And one of the things I thought that was really helpful, he talked about the notion of creating local content and then searching. For example, one of the things that's worked well for some realtors is to create 365 things to do in Austin. Somebody's already done that. You know, that's been a trend. Now, you don't have to create 365, but when you hear of something that is interesting, you can use a product like Hootsuite Hootlet. But anyway, Hootsuite works with Twitter, or there's some other programs out there as well. But what these programs will let you do is when you see something you like, you just click on it, and it goes right into your Twitter or your Facebook or your blog, depending on what it is. And it's a great way to, you know, share fun things with people. You post photos, do other kinds of things. It's a real cool tool, as they say. The other thing I really liked is the notion of searching places like Twitter for what Max was calling behavioral lead targeting. And you can go on to, you can use the Twitter function to search. And you can find people who say, and the phrase that you want to search is like, sell my house, or need a realtor, that's a good one, need to move. And again, put your city in there, so need to move Austin or need to move Tucson. So, or another one is know a good realtor. So this is, and if you know a good realtor in that person's town, you can make a referral and get paid on that. Finally, the last thing I wanted to talk about was, I believe that was from Max's session as well. And let me make sure I've got this. But say that you find, so you see that person who's got the Twitter post that says, need a realtor. So what you do is you friend them. And then a couple of days later, you say that I heard from a friend of a friend that you were looking for a realtor. Now, the way that you can contact them is by putting their name in. I believe the correct way that, let's see, you put their name into Google and then space and then Facebook, and it will search Facebook for this. Now, I may not have got my notes correctly here, but
no, that was right.
That was right. So yes. Google space, then Facebook, and you can send a message on Facebook to that person if they are on Facebook. So you can friend them on Twitter or on Facebook, but then when you see that post about need a realtor or, you know, they're interested in moving, this is a great way to meet new people who are highly targeted.
And I believe he said, Bernice, you don't even have to be a friend of theirs to be able to send them a message on Facebook.
This is correct. This is correct, absolutely. So you can search and find their, you know, you can read messages and send them messages without being one of their friends. So those are my top tips from NAR.
Great. A lot of good ones there. And we captured the addresses there, and you might want to send them to me in a follow-up email, and we'll get everything in there.
Okay, great.
But I appreciate that. Some really neat products and tools to use. Very cool. And Bernice, if you were to give us one maybe strategy that you feel agents need for next year, what do you think the successful agents are doing differently?
The one strategy that I'm really pushing for, I'd say my top strategy for 2011 is micro-marketing. So we've done hyper-local, and hyper-local means that I'm specialized in a given location like downtown lofts or, you know, Austin historical homes. But micro-marketing is taking it a step deeper. So instead of just downtown lofts, it's like I become the expert in maybe two or three high-rise loft buildings. And, you know, and I work with the association. I mean, and I get everything about the lifestyle. So this means I'm going to have different pages on my website that are devoted specifically to the lifestyle of different groups. So my first-time buyers are going to have very different needs from, say, someone who's selling a big home and they're getting ready to retire. It's going to be an entirely different type of approach. So, again, you know, rather than, and this is, you know, what's old is new, it's the idea of going back to marketing, you know, 250 specific homes or owners or in a particular area. But don't just stop with the notion of a location, but take it to lifestyle, because lifestyle is the other big trend, one of the big trends for 2011. So when you are doing your marketing, you want to talk about the restaurants, the, you know, the entertainment, the recreational activities. Where can I hike and bike? What's nearby? What is it like to live there? The more data like that you can put on your site, the more likely you are to be found on Google and to get that lead.
Wonderful. And I believe we heard from several people, I think Max also talked about this, but how smart it is to do a separate Facebook page when you're talking about your micro-marketing. Instead of just one business page, Facebook allows you to do multiple business pages. And as you were saying, having the pages separate on your website, having separate pages on Facebook as well could probably get a lot of interaction going with those people.
Absolutely. And Joanne, you're spot on, because in addition to whatever you have on your website, you need to be setting up separate business pages on Facebook. Facebook is now getting more hits per day than Google is. So it is the number one place to be searched for, you know, by people who are using it. So don't underestimate the power of Facebook business pages. They're a huge, huge opportunity for 2011.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for your tips, and thank you for sharing this morning.
Thank you, Joanne.
You bet. And next, first of all, has Amber come on? I bet she got the time wrong with our change in daylight savings time. We don't do that in Arizona, and it just kind of throws some of us for a loop, and I'm one of those. Deanne Ottaway, as I said in the very beginning, is with Santa Fe Realty Partners. Deanne and I have known each other for many years, huh, Deanne? I don't know how many it is, but I have always enjoyed hearing what she does. She's an extraordinary realtor who works in the Santa Fe area. However, she lived for a few years down in Australia and really is one of the realtors that I know has her fingers on what's happening and is doing smart things. So, Deanne, you want to give us your perceptions of what's going on? You're on mute, Deanne. I can see that on my screen. So you want to press 4-star to unmute yourself.
Joanne, star 4.
Am I back?
Yeah.
Actually, I love the food and the networking and the education going to NAR. I didn't go last year, and I regretted it all year. And actually, the night before I left, my person I was going to room with, she canceled. And so I sucked it up and went, and it was just a great experience. And one thing, too, with anybody's involved with WCR, you can go to their website if you need a room with somebody at these conferences and not pay for one room yourself. And you can save money that way, too.
Oh, that's a great tip.
And the other thing that I just want to say about Joe Kearney, I was at the vote and for the session where she was actually a write-in candidate. And she won. And one of the reasons she ran is that she went to all the WCR locations all over the U.S. and campaigned. And that's how she won. And I think it's so remarkable that she was so determined to win. And that's how she did it, with being in a write-in on candidate. And I was really impressed with that. And a very nice person. I always go with marketing giveaways when I go to things, and I have a lavender farm listed in Abiquiú, Mexico, and this year I went with lavender bath salts, which were quite well received for people that had the actual lavender, because I want people to remember me after the conference, and that was really fun to pass those out. My sessions, the ones I would recommend that I went to, Jack Cotton, who's been doing luxury estate sessions for years. His was very, very good and told different ways about comparing luxury properties too, and how you would figure it out, and figuring it based on the last sale, the location, and just almost like a appraiser, adding and subtracting and adjusting for any pluses or negatives. The other one that I went to was Lori Moore. Again, she was successful in talking about her luxury home marketing plan. And her marketing ideas were so great. It was a fun, fun session, and I recommend it highly. With
now,
using,
I see she had two of them. Was it the panel of best practices or developing your successful luxury home?
Developing your successful luxury home.
Great.
And, her whole premise was if you get a home with no view, get it out and because you need to say it out right out front as a tagline saying willing to trade view for value, just coming up with these creative things. And I came back on the plane working on what I was going to do with some of my properties that I need to I get showings, but they're just not right. And really, I want showings of people who are going to buy. And then Brian Buffini, his was excellent, very funny, and it was just a very simple presentation, and that's one of the things that I really liked about his presentation.
And what was the topic? Was it referrals?
Yeah, it was and you know, I don't know what actually it was. He was with another man. Wells Fargo sponsored it.
Ah, thriving in any market, building bankable relationships.
Right. And, you know, it's just working with his referral agents, and it's so easy. You just keep on asking for those referrals. And even if you don't participate in what he does, sometimes we forget about asking and asking people what they like about the real estate agent, too, so that you can really customize what you can do for them.
Uh-huh.
And that's pretty much all that I have for the conference. But it was great, and I was so glad. Again, I got to be with Joanne for a while. And there were so many giveaways that she taught me. The other thing, go the last day of the conference, because a lot of people, you have to be there. And I've been wanting to get an iPad, but I didn't win. But there was only like 10 people in a drawing for it.
We had really good odds, didn't we?
Yeah, great odds. We didn't win, but you know what? I could stay longer next time.
Yeah, and did you see anything on the trade show floor, products that you feel are particularly ones people should know about?
What you talked about, the Kodak phone, I am definitely getting that.
The
competitor for the flip phone.
I-8. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, and I thought that was really great.
Great. Good. And just, I know you're a savvy lady, and you do your business planning and really strategizing. What are you changing or what are you focusing on for your strategy for the coming year?
I'm going to actually do a plan of what I need to do and not just, you know, think this is what I need to do. Actually have the time for myself in my calendar and also work on those referrals. And another key thing was not opening my email right away in the morning. Do what I need to do first and then get into my email.
Yeah. I think that probably speaks to the necessity for people to have a social media plan, because as I hear people sucking in all of the information about what's happening, they start to become overwhelmed in how can I do this along with everything else. And in the Max Pigman seminar, he said 15 minutes in the morning, 15 minutes at the end of the day, and having very specific tasks that you do in that 15 minutes, such as what Bernice was talking about in the searching a Twitter stream that would show you people that were maybe moving to your town or needed a realtor. Incorporating those kind of activities rather than just going on to the social media and randomly taking action. So I appreciate that. And that kind of leads me into, Deanne, I want to let everybody know on the call that my awesome year plan that I do every year for $12 is available right now on my website. And this year we're going to have a fourth session teleconference. So anybody that wants to planning for next year and structure of support to do along with filling out the plan, will be doing parts of it over a four-week period, which should allow you to be accountable and get things done. I had a couple other sites that
were from the conference that I'll share with you that I thought were interesting ideas. These came from some information shared by Michael Russer in his presentation. Virtuallystagingproperties.com. I don't know if any of you have vacant homes, but with virtuallystagingproperties.com, they just do a beautiful job of taking a room and placing furniture in it so it looks real. Russer said that he'd seen some other companies that did this, but none of them had the quality that this had. So especially with the higher-end and luxury homes, what a difference it could make to see them with the furniture in them. I understand OVO, OVEO.com, also will allow you to go in.
Joanne, excuse me for a second. That's OVO, OVEO.com.
Uh-huh.
And that you can change your you can change the actual looks of it. It changes the pictures that you've taken of the property. The one that I really like the best is United Lanes product, and I'll send you the link. Normally it's about $100, but they're running a special for $10.
Great.
And what it does is you give them a floor plan. You don't need to have anything more than that. They will upload it. You can then literally walk through the house as if it was a 3D game, and you can take a picture and hang it on the wall with your, you know, a picture of your sellers and put it on the wall of the house with your iPhone or with your other smartphone. But then what it does, it also lets you change the walls, the carpets, and you can put actual furniture that can be purchased, can be dragged and dropped into the property so you can actually see what the property would look like. And then the final thing is it makes a 3D photorealistic picture. And this technology cost, to do it 3 years ago, would have cost $2,500 per picture. And you can do that right now with this. So I think this is an incredibly cool program.
Yeah.
And then all you have to do to share it, they give you you know, a little link, and you can put it on the MLS. You can put it on your blog, on, you know, provide your MLS will let you. But anywhere that you can post the link, you can do this, and it is an awesome listing tool.
Wonderful. And
I'll shoot you the link on that, Joanne.
Okay, great. Technology is really giving us some things to wow the sellers with and buyers, but that strategy about how you're going to differentiate yourself is imperative for you to know in the coming year because of the competitiveness we have out there. So just even having one or two of the items that they're not seeing from anybody else. When Bernice mentioned the QR codes, the people that are using them are saying that their sellers don't understand what the heck it is, but, you know, feel their realtor is smarter or using something that others aren't in doing that. And I think one other, I don't know if you mentioned this on QR codes, Bernice, but I'm hearing people putting them on the sign writers, and you actually can buy stickers, so you don't have to have the sign writer all made up, but you can have the QR code made as the sticker that you can put on a sign writer and then take it off when you do your next one. And that way people driving by, if they know what a QR code is, can capture their virtual tour and a lot more information than you could leave on a flyer box out front. Okay, well, I'd be happy for any of us to answer any questions of anybody that's on the call. Do you have any questions about anything we've mentioned or anything that went on at the convention? Doesn't look like anybody's jumping in. Well, if that's the case, I just want to give a big thank you to both Bernice and Deanne for taking time out of their busy schedules to show up and share with you today. I really appreciate both of you.
Thank you, Joanne. It's an honor to be here. Good luck, everyone, for 2011. I hope you have the best year ever.
Absolutely. Me too. So I thank you as well for coming and showing up today. I did say this will be recorded, so if you want to go back and listen through again, you can, or you can share the link with others in your office and give them the information that you got here today. The follow-up email will be coming out to you within about 24 hours. So thank you all for being here today. As Bernice said, I hope 2011 is just the most wonderful year you have ever had, and the fact that you're thinking about strategies for designing that year says something about your intent to make that happen. Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye now.